Hey everyone, welcome to Moshe's the Podcast. I am your host, Tanaya P. Thank you for tuning in once again. This podcast will touch bases on various subjects as we sail through life. And as always, if you haven't asked yourself this morning, are you floating or are you steering today? So for y'all who don't know, this is the grand reopening because I have been gone for 7 months, and that is a long time. And I was gone for so long because I was stuck inside my own head. Like, I wasn't living. I was literally just waking up and existing. I was not living. Like, I was inside of my own head because I was worrying too much about the future instead of living in the present day. And just winning by day is what my boyfriend calls it. I wasn't worrying about winning by day. I was worrying too much about the future, what the future held, but I was not having faith in what the future was holding for me. I was just worrying about how I was going to pay this, how I was going to do that, what it was going to be like. Like, I just didn't have no faith. It's like I had faith, but I really didn't have faith because my actions were not reflecting the faith that I was saying that I had. So I was just inside my head and I was living too much in the space that I was in. Just because I wasn't where I wanted to be, I started to reflect that on my life. Like, my energy was low, very, very low vibrations. Like, it was just so low. I was not motivated. I wasn't being motivational. Like, I didn't think that I was the most motivational person that I could have been. So it was a challenge. It was definitely a challenge for me. And damn, it really feels good to be back behind the mic, because I told myself I wasn't going to get behind this mic until I was 100% sure of who I was and 100% sure that I was ready to get up here and talk to y'all. But I am really happy to be back behind the mic. So that's what's been going on with me. So what's going on with y'all? Yeah, that was me pausing, letting y'all say what's going on with y'all. Hopefully y'all been good. Because life is really beautiful. You get stuck in your head too long and time will pass. I was stuck in my head for so long that I let 7 months go by without me even being productive, without me being consistent. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. But I am finally out of my head. And I am living again. So I am really living, I must say. Even if I don't do anything, I'm still enjoying life. Small wins are wins. Like that saying, a win is a win. A win is really a win. I downloaded this app called the To-Do List. And then I also downloaded this app called I Am. So it has like motivational quotes. And I put it on my lock screen and I put it on my home screen. So as soon as I open my phone, I can see a motivational quote and I can also see what I need to do for the day. And then when I open my phone, I still see the same thing. Like, I don't see no social media apps or anything like that. As soon as I open my phone, those are the two things that I see. And at first, I was loading my to-do list up with so much stuff. But then I had to tell myself, like, slow process is better than no progress. Excuse me. Slow progress is better than no progress. So I would do, now I do like 2 to 3 things a day on my to-do list. And when I check them off, it feels so good. Like, damn, I did what I was supposed to do today. Like, you don't have to cram everything into one day or try to rush through it, because you really can't rush greatness. You really have to just do one thing at a time or two things at a time or something like that. Like, it really will come together, but you really have to be, you just gotta be patient. You gotta be patient with yourself. You gotta be patient with life, because you just really can't rush it. So So that's what's been going on with me. And those slow wins, it has just what in the world was somebody screaming outside? But those slow wins, those small wins has just filled me with so much joy that it's just crazy. Excuse me, but I am living again. I feel so great, like so great. I had to get out of my head and get in my bag. I really did have to get in my bag. Nobody is coming to save you but you. When you save yourself, that's when other people, you know, like their contributions really start to feel like more of a contribution to your life and to yourself. But if you don't save yourself first, it's just like nobody else is going to come and save you. So even as a mom, like at first I just was like, I'm tired, I need help. But I wasn't saying that I needed help, but I was just expecting, like, you know, just expecting. And I had to tell myself, like, you can't be sitting here waiting on nobody to just, you know, come and save you. You really gotta do shit yourself. And then, like, come through for yourself. So once I got out of the mindset of, this is a lot for me to handle, I kept saying I was overwhelmed. And it's just like, I had to stop using those words, because the tongue is really something serious. Like the more you say something, the more it happens. So if I keep on saying I'm overwhelmed, I'm tired, you will really be more tired. You will be more overwhelmed. Like that shit just kept piling up. So once I told myself, like, I gotta do what I gotta do, and I just started doing what I had to do, tired or not, like the shit just started getting so much easier. I had to go back to work earlier than expected. And I was tired, but then I had to get into the program of training my brain to know, like, this is all, I know what's gonna take place. So it's no point in even telling yourself that you're tired when you already know, like, oh, my baby won't wake up. Well, I got to clock in at 7:30. Like, you already just got to have your mindset to what's going to take place and be prepared for it. So, it's just getting better for me day by day. And like my boyfriend had told me one day, he just was like, it's not up to me to make I'm happy, but he can't make me happy. I have to make my own self happy. And then other people's contributions, like I said earlier, you know, it'll just tang on and add on and make things better. So once I started making myself happy and doing things, you know, that contributed to my happiness, that's when, you know, I started getting even more fulfilled by the things that other people were doing for me. So that was a beautiful process for me to take myself out of. So the more I started loving on myself, the more it showed. And people kept saying, like, oh, you look, you can tell that you're enjoying being a mom. Your skin is glowing, yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, yeah, I enjoy being a mom, but this is just me being me. Like, damn, I am a mom, but that's not all that I am. Like, I'm still me. But yes, I really am enjoying being a mother. The shit has opened my eyes so much. Like, it has opened my eyes so much. And I am grateful for the people that are around. Because I was going to get up here and I was going to talk about the people that has let me down. But I'm not going to talk about the people that has let me down. Because that's not important. I have to give praise and grace to the people who has been here for me. And it has been few people. I tell you that much. But I'm grateful for those few people. And it's also the people that I didn't really even expect, you know? So, but I'm forever grateful for the people that are in my corner, for the people who are on my son's corner as well. So that is that. I do want to talk about just staying consistent, because staying consistent has really helped me get out of depression. Staying consistent and being more organized, it has helped me. It just helps me feel so much better about things, like just being organized, having a schedule, even if things don't go as planned, just still, like, you know, being in that schedule mindset or that organized mindset has helped me. And like I said, staying consistent with things, you really have to continuously do what you say that you were going to do. You really got to stand on it. You really do have to stand on it, and you really do have to be 10 toes about what you say. You really, all you got is your balls and your word. Like, you really have to stay consistent, and you owe that to yourself. Like, if you don't owe it to nobody else, you owe it to yourself. Because if you can't be consistent or be real with yourself, it really starts with yourself first. You are really the main source of everything for yourself. It starts with you. So I am going to stay consistent, and I vow to do what I have to do to have these podcast episodes and the content, whatever the case is, when it comes to myself and my brand. Every Monday, it's going to be out every Monday. I want to interact with those who are listening every Monday or every week, whenever you're listening. I do want to interact with those people more, those listeners more, you guys. I want to interact with y'all more, because I really appreciate y'all. Even though at first, like I said on my Instagram post, I was definitely skeptical, like, dang, are people really enjoying it? You know, like, but it really don't matter if people are enjoying it or not. If I'm enjoying it, then that's really all that matters. Like, that's it. I'm enjoying it. It's making me happy. So that's that. But I do appreciate everybody that tunes in and everybody that interacts, or, you know, that everyone that reaches out to me and they share the post, whatever it is that you do, I appreciate you. And to show my appreciation, next week I am doing a raffle. I will be doing a raffle every second Monday for my listeners. I'm gonna say a keyword, and then you will DM me the keyword, and I'll put your name in the little raffle jar or whatever, and then I'll pull your name out, and then whoever wins, you know. So I am going to start doing a raffle, and somebody asked, like, do you have enough viewers to do a raffle? And I was just like, I don't give a damn if it's three people that enter the raffle. Like, that's just a greater possibility for them to win, you know. So it is what it is. It don't matter if it's one person or it's two people. The raffle is still going to go on every single second Monday of the month. So stay tuned for that. I also want to talk about optimism and pessimism. If you guys don't know, being optimistic just means that you are hopeful and confident about the future. So you're pretty much just looking at the positive side of everything. Like, you're just expecting the best from everything. And then pessimism, or if you want to say being pessimistic, that's pretty much tending to see the worst of things, and also believing that the worst will happen. I used to be very pessimistic. I used to always prepare myself for the worst, but it's just like, damn, what if it's actually good, you know? So I used to really live like that. Like, damn, this could happen. But I never looked on the bright side of things, like, oh, this could happen. I could actually win, you know? Instead of thinking like, oh, I never win anything, damn, it's a possibility I could win. And the perfect example for that, because I actually just started living like a very optimistic lifestyle, and I won an Apple Watch from my job. Like, I don't never be winning stuff, but a Apple Watch, like that's a big gift. If anything, like it'll be something small, something petty, but Apple Watch is a big gift. And I was just like, dang, that's really the start of my life, the start of my new journey. Like I wasn't even expecting it because I didn't even know a raffle was taking place. So that's just a prime example. If you really just have to think about all the good that can really happen to you, because good things really can happen to you. You really get what you dish out into the world. So if you dishing out hella good, you really will get good. If you dishing out hella bad stuff, then that energy is going to be reciprocated onto you. So I do recommend everybody to just start being more optimistic about things, even if it's hard. It's easier to think about the good shit. Like it's really easy to just think like, oh, today is going to be a good day, or oh, I'm gonna get this done. It's just like being a kid and having an imagination and excuse me, it's just like being a kid and having a big imagination. I don't even know if I said that right, but kids have like imaginary friends, or they just be thinking, they don't never think like, oh, I can't be this. They be like, oh, I want to be a fairy godmother or something like that, but we don't tell them like, oh, you can't be that, so why would you tell yourself, oh, I'm not going to have a good day, I can already see where this thing going, yada yada yada, et cetera, et cetera. So I just want everyone to choose optimism over pessimism, because it's just easier. It feels better when you think about the good shit, when you think about the good that can happen, the good that will happen. Like you really just gotta speak everything into existence. At first, I used to say, a lesson is a lesson, whether it's a good lesson or a bad lesson. But now I'm just saying every lesson is a good lesson. Like if someone turns out to be your friend, not be your friend, that's not a bad lesson. That's a good lesson. Like, yeah, I have to watch out for them, and they not in my journey of life, so that was a good lesson to you, regardless if the situation was something like, like a bad situation. But like I said, nothing is a bad situation. It's just a good lesson. Sometimes things are not how we plan them, how we want them to go, or how we think things will go. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad. It's just something that we didn't prepare ourselves for. But I'm choosing optimism over pessimism every day, literally every single day. I don't think too hard on anything no more, and it's only been like I want to say a week or two, and I've been thinking like this. I want to say maybe 3 weeks. I'm pushing on a month, of me just really being very optimistic. Like I'm not playing about the pessimism part. Like I'm devoted to making myself feel good. I don't want to think about the bad that could happen or the bad that did happen. Like anything in the past, I don't want to think about that. I just want to think about how I'm gonna change things around, or how things will change and turn themselves around for me in the near future, because I am in control of my future. I am currently well, actually, the book is over. I have completed reading the book called The Secret, and it's by Rhonda Byrne. This is a great book. Like, it's so crazy how these 100 and how many pages is it? Like these 180 pages or whatever it is in this book, it will really change your life. Like, you have to be optimistic while reading the book. It's going to be a little confusing because it'll tell you what the secret is to life or to everything, really. But you have to think about it. You have to think about what they continuously say, and that's the secret. Once you learn the secret and you apply it to your life, it's just like, damn, I feel so good. I feel so good. And I know it may sound like a fairy tale, but I feel like I'm living in a fairy tale because I'm so optimistic about life. And I'm not dwelling on anything that doesn't benefit me. Like I'm not dwelling on anything. No people that I lost. Well, I departed myself from. No money that I've departed my. Well, that I'm not. Just no. I'm not dwelling on nothing that doesn't benefit me. And that's really the lesson that I want to get across to everyone today. You really have to be optimistic about everything. You have to really speak greatness into your life because you deserve that and it will happen. But the more you think about the bad, the more you really are going to get the bad. And that's some real shit right there. So I do recommend everybody getting this book. This actually might be the raffle. Well, no, I'm not going to say that because I'm not going to tell y'all because then it don't even matter. But The Secret is a really good book. I really do recommend y'all going to get the book, especially if you're in a hard place in your life right now. It's not going to last forever. Like, honestly, today may be the last day that you're in a hard place if you speak that to existence. If you tell yourself today is the last day, tomorrow I'm not living like this no more, then that's just, you know, what's going to happen. So, yes, it was really nice getting behind the mic and having such a clear mind to do this podcast episode. Welcome to the grand reopening of Motions the Podcast. And as always, thank you guys for tuning in. Today, I was definitely staring. Let's touch bases on that before we wrap it up. But I was definitely staring today, and I plan on staring every single day that I wake up. Even if something does not go as planned. Like today I was supposed to wake up and walk the dog by 6:30. But I was so tired from pumping at 5 o'clock that I didn't. But I'm not sitting here like having that throw everything off just because I didn't do that one thing. Like, I'm going to walk the dog once I get off work or on my lunch break or whatever the case is. But I'm not letting that one thing get in my way to the point where, you know, like now I'm just, everything is just thrown off. And also, Happy New Year to everyone. Sorry, forgot about that. Happy New Year to everyone. And I want y'all to know that we're looking at pretty much 36,000 days, because if you want to be technical, 365 days, everyone's expected to live to 100 years old. So it's just like, why is everybody trying to make 365 days so vital? Like, just because you didn't do something last year, that don't mean like your life is going downhill or it's supposed to be a shit show. Like, that was just 365 days compared to 36,500. So you do the math. Like, that little percentage of life, you have so many more days to really make a difference. And I hope that everyone does stick to their New Year's resolutions or whatever the case is, if you do have one. Me personally, I don't have a New Year's resolution, but my life resolution is to keep going hard, to be consistent, to continuously be an optimistic person, and just to keep going. I can't let something that happened, one thing or a couple of things, so many things happen within the 365 days for y'all to be saying, people really be saying like, oh, this was a terrible year for me. And it's just like, you woke up every single day of the 365 days. You talking about that was a terrible year. You're still a fucking lot. Like, come on now, let's be for real. Even during the 24 hours, like, at night when I ask my boyfriend, like, how was your day? We don't say we had a bad day. We had a terrible day. Some shit might have happened earlier through the day, but I ain't thinking about it all day like, oh, I'm just going to have a bad day because something happened at 6 o'clock in the morning. So think about what you say. The tongue is very powerful. Definitely choose optimism over pessimism and listen. Look into that book, The Secret. And always get out your head and start living and stop existing. So once again, thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you next Monday.